Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Why don't you join Leodan O'Connor, who brings us a report on the Irish Film Festival that took place here in Rome last week, which includes interviews with many of the people involved in the festival, as well as the Irish ambassador to Italy.
The second annual Irish Film Festa took place from the 8th to the 11th of December in the beautiful setting of Castel del Cinema in Rome. When I was handed the programme for the Festa and asked to cover it, being Irish and a cinema fan, I was delighted. Though the Festa has only taken place twice, it has been very successful, drawing large crowds. I met up with the organiser of the event, Susanna Pellis, who told me about her aims for the Festa. Susanna is the leading Italian expert on Irish cinema and believes Ireland could have a very interesting future in cinema.
The aims of the Irish Film Festa are to introduce Irish cinema to Italy by showing new films as well as an edited version of old classics. The structure of the festival hasn't changed, but I decided this year to include a few documentary films as well as one short film. I think that if Irish cinema remains on a European basic grassroots level, that is, if it doesn't try to compete with the big Hollywood hits, then its future could be very interesting.
There were a number of guests attending the Festa, two of whom were the co-directors of the new boxing film Saviours, Ross Whittaker and Liam Nolan. They not only think that Irish cinema has an interesting future, but also how exciting it is that there is an international interest in it.
It's important to document life, both with fiction and documentary filmmaking. In terms of getting it out internationally, well, it's wonderful that there's interest in Irish things in other countries, and it's great that we get to come here and show our film to people.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch documentaries, any films from other parts of the world. I'd love to see a documentary shot in Japan or wherever it might be. Or
facilitates understanding, I suppose, of other cultures and so on.
Yeah, it's great for people to see Ireland on screen, you know, and a film that actually reflects our country. Maybe, you know, they'll learn a bit about what's happening in Ireland, vice versa, if we watch their films.
I think the thing about Saviours in particular is that it reflects a part of Ireland that people don't often see at all. You know, it's a part of inner city Dublin that is very rarely reflected outside. But what I think is great about our film is that it isn't this sort of romantic, mystical, mythical view of Ireland that we often do see. I feel like that's important, you know, and hopefully a lot of people will get to see that and understand that, you know, there's more to Ireland.
Another documentary director is Pat Collins, whose film Gabriel Byrne, Stories from Home, takes an insider's look at the life of the popular Irish actor.
I make a lot of documentaries about writers and places, and I suppose there are two of the things that I'm very interested in. Gabriel, he's one of those characters that is kind of like an old-fashioned Irish man to a certain extent. He was very interesting and interested in a lot of things. But in Ireland, it's gone down very well, I think. Because he's such a very well-known figure in Ireland as well. You know, I think he's a very well-liked character in Ireland. And I think if Irish people make cinema that says something about Ireland, then it has a better chance of translating across rather than Irish people trying to set out to make kind of international films, like American films or like, you know. I think Irish people, or Irish filmmakers, have to find their own way of telling their own stories. Wherever you go, you always meet people who are passionately interested in Ireland and passionately interested in Irish cinema. And I think that will continue. And I think there's a kind of a new generation of filmmakers that are coming through now that will probably have an impact internationally.
The co-director of Saviours, Liam Nolan, who only began his career a few years ago, had the following piece of advice to share.
Just one thing I would say, if you want to make a documentary, go out, buy a camera. Well, find a good story first. Buy the camera and start making it, because the cameras are not that expensive, and you'll learn from the practice of actually shooting one.
The Irish ambassador, Sean O'Higgin, told me that he spoke briefly with the president of the Roma Film Festival, Adriano Pintaldi, and they hope to set up a workshop between Ireland and Rome to further cinematic links. Ambassador O'Higgins also spoke about the significance of the stop in Rome and that it will help change the view of Ireland portrayed in Hollywood films to the present-day Ireland as seen through the films during the event.
Cinema, I think, is particularly well adapted to dealing with societies in transition. And Ireland has been a society of enormous change over the last couple of decades. And I think there are a number of, you know, very gifted young filmmakers who I think will be probably household names internationally at the end of their careers. The modern Irish filmmakers have to be commended on the extent to which they have looked the modern, very changing Ireland directly in the eyes, so to speak, and documented that in their works. It's a new, a developing Irish art form we want to have better known. There's a lot of excellent work being done, which we want to showcase. And as it's also beneficial, I think, for the growth of the artists in Ireland that they have this window on Italy, so to speak, and in Rome. I would see, hopefully, a cooperation building up that grows over the years. For next year, let's see whether we can build on the workshop idea. I think there's a good resonance, if I can use the word, for Irish cinema in Italy. And if, as I hope and expect, we continue now to produce significant works of cinema in Ireland, to use the Festa perhaps as a springboard to introduce these works to, in the first instance, the Roman audience, but then to a wider audience, and hopefully get a ripple effect where then, you know, people think naturally of Ireland as an interesting country for cinema.
The Festa organiser, Susanna Pellis, who had also spoken about the importance of Irish film abroad, also stated why having directors and producers attending such events is helpful.
In my opinion, the best part about a festival is the opportunity to meet and talk to the film's protagonists. I am particularly proud of the public interview with Lawrence McCune, former H-Block's prisoner, after the screening of H3. And sometimes you can understand the film better and appreciate it more when you speak to one of its creators. I hope I will be able to have an Irish actor come, a famous Irish actor, and we could do a little retrospective of his films.
The Irish Film Festa is over for 2008, after the selection of films toured worldwide and finished in Rome. But there is no need to despair. The 2009 tour will begin near the end of January in Germany and shall return to Rome before you know it. I'm Leah Dunn O'Connor.